Hello, hello. Nice to see everybody here. I'm assuming there's going to be more people arrive as things move along. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to do a little bit of housekeeping and set some things up for us so that we can have the best session possible. So just make yourself comfortable whilst I click a few things. Let's see. Okay, wonderful. All right, so at the moment we have a few of you here already, but we're bound to get a few more as time moves on. This is just 12:01, and usually we just allow a couple of minutes for people to arrive. I just want to train you in a little bit of the interface at the moment. You will see some buttons. If you haven't used Zoom before, I'm hoping this is not too overwhelming for you. There are a fair few buttons around. And I would love for you to go down the bottom of the window where you can see a chat button. So if you just hit the chat button, and that should pop open a little window on the right-hand side or a place where that you can type. Hello, hello, hello. So please just type your name there and just say hi. Just I know that you can hear me. So in the chat box on the right-hand side, it's the right-hand side to me. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Hi, Simona. Hi there, Max. Nice to hear you. Great. Good. So we have some new people coming in. So we're just opening up the chat window and just typing hi, just to say hello, just to make sure that you can hear me okay. Good. Good. Looks like that's all working nicely. Hi there, Kate. Okay, lovely stuff. So it looks like you're all there. We're 2 minutes past 12, and I know we have 60 minutes, so I want to make sure that we honor your time and honor the hour so that you can go off and do what you need to do after this webinar is over. All right, everybody. Now, if we could just test one more thing, I would love to see you. So you'll probably see an unmute, and you will see a turn on video. So if you want to check that out and then just say hi, that'll be an awesome thing. So Max, I see you have your video on. This is great. Hello, sir. Hello there, Rob. Beautiful. Okay, Simona. Hello. Jennifer, are you there? Are you able to turn on your video? If not, no problem at all. And can we just test the audio? Max, it looks like you're unmuted. Can you say something?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me, Phil?
Hello, sir. Nice to meet you. Rob, are you able to unmute, or is it a little bit busy? A little bit. If not, it's no problem at all. Just testing that the tech is working.
Yeah, hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, good to hear you. Fabulous. All right, so now, if you could just all mute, that'd be wonderful, and we shall dive in. So if it feels more comfortable to do so as well, feel free to turn off your video as well. So it's completely up to you. Reason I ask you to test that is because I'll be asking a couple of you questions, and I'll be kind of hoping to get some of your feedback as well. Hello, hello, hello. I saw a couple of videos pop up there. Katie, good to see you. Hello. Good. So we are 5 minutes in already, so we better dive in. Good. So bear with me a second as I switch to presentation. I'll be coming back to us and diving into conversation in between some of these slides. So here we go. Let's just see, making sure that you can see what I can see. So I'm assuming that you can see the title screen. Just give me a thumbs up if you can. Max, I can see your video is there. Awesome. Thank you. So we shall dive in. Thank you. And if you are unmuted, please mute so that we don't have any kind of interference in the background whilst we're running through. Great. So welcome to Know Your Tribe Part 2. This is the second part of a webinar that I'm doing for CTI, which is all about knowing your tribe and really diving in and understanding who your people are and how you communicate with them. So this second part is communicating your true voice from a place of potency and power. And I just want to recap briefly. I won't go into deep details about what we did in part one, but I want to briefly recap on what happened. So in part one, which is recorded and up online on the alumni page, so you can check it out. So the If you haven't seen it already, you can dive in and check it out there. So we discovered the pains and the challenges of the people we are called to coach, and we explored the journey we take our clients on, both from pain through to where it is we know that they could be in the ultimate outcome. We visualized our tribe's ultimate outcome. So we got to a place where we could actually almost float above our target audience, our tribe, and we could see them in the best possible scenario so that we could then get in there and really get enthused by where it is possible for us to take them. And then we started to look and explore the coaching logistics and the packages that we could provide, and how you can put it all together so that your tribe understands what it is that you're doing and they can hear you and they see that what it is that you offer is for them. So that's what we did in part one, a brief whistle stop recap. As I say, the video is up there, so please go and watch it. It's a 90-minute video, and it's experiential as well, so bring paper and pens. Now, this is where we're headed today in this hour. We'll explore how your voice must be heard. So I'll be briefly talking about how you have to be heard so that your clients or the people who you can be in service of can hear you. It's essential that they get to hear your voice in amongst all of the noise, and we'll be looking at why that's important and how you go about doing that. We'll be discovering your unique voice, blending masculine and feminine energies, giving you potency and presence when you show up, both on social media and in the world. And I'll be briefly talking about ways of showing up in the most effective way possible. And I'll be talking about a thing called the three C's, which is a marketing piece. And I shall save those three C's until the end. And then if we have time, I've added in some breathing space there for Q&A. But if there isn't time, then we can maybe get to it as we're moving along. If there's anything burning that you want me to kind of focus on and answer, I'll do that for you as we move along. All right. How are you all doing out there? Do we have new people arrived? Yes, we have a few new people arrived. All good to dive in. So let's begin by imagining that in part one, what we looked at was the pains of our clients, the pains of our target audience, and that which occurs in their life or is occurring in their life just now, that they can't actually do anything about. So they come and try and find help in some way. They find a coach, let's say, and you're starting the process with them. Now, that's great if you're able to kind of vocalize and describe to them what it is that they need help with. So if you're outlining to them in a generic way, they're not going to find you. You're going to be flooded by content, and they're going to be flooded by a sense that actually this person is very general. So let me show you what I mean by this. Sometimes it's easier to show you in diagrams. So the problem with playing it safe, let's envisage that this is you as a coach, and you start putting yourself out into the world. And this is a fairly common thing that we do, isn't it? It's like, I'm a life coach giving away free sample sessions. Let's imagine you've just completed core curriculum, or you're out and you've been out for a while of core curriculum. Now you're looking for clients and you've started to put it out into the world that, hey, I'm a life coach and I'm giving away free sample sessions. Now that's great. It appears great. That's the formula I've seen used a lot of times. Only what can happen is that obviously we're dealing with this huge clump of people, a massive tribe of people. If you imagine a whole stadium of people, every time you put something out on social media, or every time you talk to somebody about what it is that you do, you're seeing this huge sea of people. And to them, actually, what they're hearing when you say, I'm a life coach giving away free sample sessions, is just noise. Now, it's not relevant to them necessarily because it's not specific enough. So what they're hearing is just like blah, blah, blah in effect, which is a real shame. But what happens is that once that crowd of people, because they're so saturated with the internet, with offline activity, with family life, they just see noise or they hear noise and they filter it out. They don't actually think that it's relevant to them and they pass on. So why do you suppose we show up in this way? So I want to actually hand this over to you. I'm really curious to hear from a few of you. Let me just unshare my screen a moment. Bear with me, please. So I'm coming back here, and I would love to hear from a couple of you. Why do you suppose when we're coaches, we're putting ourselves out into the world, and what we do is we come across quite general. We come across in a way which is like, hi there, you know, it's very understated. I do sample sessions. Who wants to kind of mention a few things? Who wants to say a few things? Why do you think we do that? Now feel free to just unmute your microphone and your video if you wish to do that too. So you'll see that there is, if you hover over your video, Katie, I just see that you're just asking, where do I click for video? So if you hover over your name, you will see there's a button that comes up that says unmute. So I'm hoping you
Hello,
can see.
This is Marika. I can give a comment if you want.
Hi, yes, that'll be amazing. Thank you.
So I just finished my core curriculum. So I think I'm just so enthusiastic about like telling everyone I'm a coach. I like forgetting to focus. I'm really getting to that like now. But I think it's just you would just want to tell everyone that I'm a coach. Please come to me. And you kind of like forget everything perhaps you have learned in the past. Because there's so much enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yes, exactly that. Yeah. I mean, it's so great to be enthusiastic, isn't it? It's so wonderful. And we, because we've been through core curriculum or we've been through the training or could be certification, we're so enthusiastic and we're so excited to actually tell the world about this stuff that we're experiencing and how we can help. That actually, we forget that they don't necessarily understand our language. They haven't been on the same ride that we have. So yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we have this enthusiasm, which is great. And we know that we can change people's lives. We can be the catalyst for those people's lives and the change that can occur within it. So what we need to bear in mind is that when we put that out into the world, it's not really calling our people forth necessarily. It's just generic. And so because it's not calling them in their name per se, they ignore it. They don't necessarily want to ignore it. And as we know, it's a really good thing for them. It's just what happens is that they have so many more pressing things coming up in their lives that they kind of dull it down and filter it. So if you could all go back onto mute, that'd be wonderful. And we just dive back in again.
Yeah, I'm sort of on a webinar at the moment.
So I'm just going to mute. Yeah, so I just muted a couple of people there. And I might do that again if we have outside influences, outside noise. All right, so let's jump back in. And I'm just going to share the screen again. Now. So exactly, that's what happens. Like we get seen as a bit of a generalist when we put stuff out into the world in a way which is like, hey, I've got sample sessions. Hey, I want to communicate with you and I want to tell you about them. So where do we need to step into? We need to step into a position of leadership. And I want to sort of suggest, I want to offer this up and say, like, everybody is a leader and we're waiting for you to lead us. Don't wait for permission to be one. So really, I'm hoping this lands with you guys, is the fact that you are a leader. You are somebody who needs to take a stand for something that you believe in here. If you play it down and you come from this place of general, then what's going to happen is that people are going to hear your message, but they're going to think it's for somebody else or it's too widespread, you know, it's not specialist enough. So if you were to take something away from today's hour, one thing that I would love for you to get is the awareness and the knowing in your body that you are a leader and that you are here to lead change in some way. You are here to call forth and to bring to the foreground some change in some way. Now I'm looking at the videos of people there, and does that land with you? Like, just give me a thumbs up if that lands with you. The fact that everybody is a leader. Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah. And sometimes that can be hard, right? That can be vulnerable. But let's move on. So when we show up, whether it's social media, whether it's networking or face-to-face, we have to take a powerful stand for what we believe. So we really have to have a voice and we have to put it out into the world. around something that we really care about. We have to have an opinion and we have to declare it. So it's so easy, isn't it? Because we've been trained as coaches, it's so easy to go into this place of, well, what do you think? What do you need? Listening at level two. That's a wonderful skill and a talent. Of course it is. And let's keep that into the coaching relationship. When you're doing your branding and your marketing and you're wanting to get out into the world, you really need to be seen. You're a leader. You need to take a stand. So you have an opinion, and it's okay to have an opinion, such as, I really care about mothers who've had their first child who feel like they're losing their identity, but they desperately want to get back to work. So have an opinion and declare it. I am here to be in service of them, for instance. So when you're putting stuff out into the world as well, get to the point and don't hide behind fluff. What I've seen a lot of people do is write a lot of copy, put a lot of pictures up there, feel like they need to populate their websites with a ton of information before they actually get to the point. Now, I think there's this kind of misconception that if I write a long blog post, it's going to be valued a lot higher than a short blog post, for instance. There's an amazing marketing guy called Seth Godin who writes incredibly short blog posts. And those incredibly short blog posts are just getting to the point. They get to the meat of what's true. So I want to offer that up to you as an invitation that when you write things, when you say things about what it is that you do in the world, really just cut to the chase, get to the point. And don't feel as if you have to hide behind a load of content or a load of build up. So here's the other point is to lead, to call forth, and to rally your tribe. You are here standing at the front of the tribe. You are planting your flag, as the animation implies. You are really planting your flag. You're being willing to see. You're standing at the top of the mountain. And I notice there's a question just come in there, so I will get to it in a moment. So that's the thing. This is where, if you take away from this one thing, stand at the top of the mountain, plant your flag, dare to be seen. So I'm just going to come back out of the share for one moment. And I want to just bear with me a second. Okay, so I would love to hear from you a few things about what I've just said. So just unmute. We're all coaches. We can manage this. Okay, great. So who'd like to just say a few things about what I've just said there? What jumps out for people? So I got a sense there that, where are we? There's a few people still muted and somebody had a question. Ah, okay, Max, you asked me the question. What is the name of the blog guy I just mentioned? Seth Godin.
Thank you.
Seth Godin is his name.
Yeah.
Really amazing, amazing marketing guru, I would say. Okay. So anybody else would like to comment on where we are right now? Just feel free to jump in this moment. If not, we'll carry on.
Hi, Phil. It's Rob here.
Hi, Rob. Nice to see you.
Likewise. I'm getting that from this. I'm imagining myself sitting down about to write a blog post. And I taught myself out of doing something. And I spent a lot of time constructing it and making it look just so. And maybe not going with my gut.
Mm.
And considering too much of what, oh, who am I going to talk to? Who's this going to land with? Rather than just saying, being who I am as a coach, say what I feel.
Mm.
Don't worry, Rob, it will land with somebody. And I suppose I'm not, I am listening to my saboteur too much if I...
Mm.
Write maybe really long blog posts and try and construct them too much. So I like the idea of Seth. I had to write that.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes around listening to his gut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, I love that. I love what you're saying. And yeah, we can really over engineer, particularly at the beginning of our coaching arc. You know, if we've done our training and we've maybe coached one or two or three or four people. And we're starting to discover what our purpose is in doing that process. So it's not really until we start coaching people that we truly start understanding who it is we're called to be in service of. And I go a lot more into that in the previous video. But with this one, I love what you're saying. It's so much about, okay, just go with the gut, just blurt it out there. like the world isn't sitting there waiting for your perfect blog post, much as I'm sure it's brilliant and to the point, prototype, put it out into the world and see what comes up, see what feedback you get, see whether it's the impact you want it to have. So I think where I was pointing out there about planting your flag, it's a vulnerable place, right? It's definitely vulnerable because it means I'm going to be seen. So people are going to have an adverse opinion maybe, or maybe they won't be in agreement with me. What do I do in that circumstance? So it's a kind of vulnerable place, but the alternative is, and what can happen is we dumb down and we just keep it nice and generic, nice and safe. But in doing that, people just think that you're in amongst the sea of other life coaches, you know, from not just Coactive, but from many other schools. And there are lots of us around. Don't get me wrong. There are so many people out there in need of our services. It's just that we need to really stake our claim and be the leader and actually claim those people. All right. So if you wouldn't mind just muting yourselves, I'm just going to jump back in. Okay. So just moving on. I love this phrase. This is something that came to me when I was doing leadership, actually. So much of who we are is waiting to be spoken. It's just, you know, we sit on these urges and we don't actually put them out into the world for fear of what people will think. But I heard this thing, which is speak your truth, even if the ground shakes. And I love that because it's just so true for us as coaches. We could rephrase that almost and say, like, claim your clients because they need you, you know, even if they don't know it yet. There's this real kind of calling forth energy in this as well. It dare to be vulnerable, dare to stake your claim. So this is the kind of energy I'm hoping we can kind of veer towards today. So this is a kind of remix or reboot on the approach that happened just previously with this guy here who doesn't appear to have a lot of hair. So so he's now rethought his message and he's planted his flag and he's gone away and he's done some work around what he really stands for. This is what he really cares about. So now, instead of being generic and saying, hey, I'm a coach, I'm giving away sample sessions, he's done some more work and he's been a bit more specific. Now, this might not be his niche per se. He might not have nailed this down or got this set in stone, but he's prototyping it. He's giving it a go and he's going to see what happens. So this is how he's rephrasing the messaging he's putting out into the world. Now, this could be a Facebook message. This could be a blog post. This could be a multitude of things. But the essence of what he's saying is, hey, John, I know you were burnt out. I'm taking a stand for you. Now, this is the crowd of people who are receiving that, as in, like, you know, your 200 friends on Facebook or all of those people who see your LinkedIn post. Now, to the majority of those people, again, it's going to be noise. Noise, 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 filter out, not relevant to me. But what's going to happen is there's going to be a John in amongst those people. So where he's saying, hey, John, I know you're burnt out. I'm taking a stand for you. That very specifically speaks to this individual here or that type of individual. So where I'm using the word John, obviously that's just like a metaphor. But you can see how what's happening is that that person suddenly hears their name being called or they hear their predicament being called very specifically. And that's what they're struggling with at the moment. So they're going, wow, that is literally for me. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to spend a bit more time with this person because they understand what's happening for me. So over to you again. I just want to put that out there. Like, how does that land with you? Who would like to just comment? Did it make sense?
I think it does. I'm working in a corporate environment, so I know quite a lot of people. And as soon as I mentioned that I'm going through the certification of life coach and making that kind of stand, using the word of burnout or making a stand for people and managing priorities, so number of things. There's one person. There's one person that is catching up that the hint that comes forward and talking. For me, it was totally unexpected when I was expected to stay back.
Mm.
I had a reaction, quasi almost a consistent reaction across groups and people. It's just amazing.
Mm. Yeah, that's amazing. That's brilliant. Yeah. Like, what did it take for you to, I'm really curious about, what did it take for you to be brave enough to actually declare that this is who you work with?
This is funny because I work in a leadership position, so I thought that for me it was going to be super easy.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
Uh-huh.
It was not, because I was putting myself on the spot, not my title, not the role that I normally have. And it took really more out of me than I expected. But after the initial trial and error and finding my feet, then it becomes a second nature and it's really easy.
Mm, no,
making this step has been much bigger than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's really great. I think one thing that really comes up from burning through that, if you like, burning through that edge, because it is edge work that you were doing there, burning through it and prototyping it, but not being attached to it being perfectly correct, willing to shift it and change it, is what's most important there. It's kind of like, I'm taking a stand for something that I care about. And if it doesn't necessarily land with those people, being willing to recover and to tweak it slightly so that you can re-prototype it and put it out there again to see what happens. I think so many people sit on their messaging and they sit on their brand and their website and all sorts of things until it's perfect. And yet it's never going to be perfect. Yeah. So I'd just like to hear from maybe one more person. Thank you, Max. I appreciate that. Just like to hear from one more person maybe around who finds it difficult putting it out into the world because they're not sure if this is their niche or not. Who's waiting until their niche finds them?
It's again Marika. So I think it's difficult because I'm interested in certain kind of things. I have experience, for example, previously from career coaching. So already people have approached me because of career coaching, because of my background. For me, it would be more about life purpose, values, like living a meaningful life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for the thing because there's the background I have and then my passion.
Mm.
So where should I go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that so true? It's like we tend to think that we are the sum total of our CV, of who we have been up until this point. And if we try and be something different, then we won't have the validity that we used to have. And that's so true. What you're saying is so true, in that, you know, you've become so good at the career thing, and yet it's like, no, I want to help people with purpose. You know, I have this calling to be over here in this new space to help them with that. Yeah.
Mm. I think it's about like being where the magic happens, you know, out of your comfort zone, and also like admitting that, okay, this is something I'm not, you know, at the moment, like super professional, but I will learn and I will be. And it's a bit scary to go for your own purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit scary. Yeah. Who else finds it a bit scary? I get a sense that it's not just, pretty much everyone's hand went up there. Absolutely. It's scary. Yeah. And well done for being brave to take a stand for what it is you believe. Yeah. And that's how we do it. You know, it's like when we're in a coaching session, actually, like not being attached, that question I'm putting out over there to the client is the perfect question. If it doesn't land, it's okay. We recover, don't we? We come back and we think, well, what else can I ask? Okay. Or we get to a place where we say, so what do you need? What do you need? And that might be a case where you start asking potential clients or those people that you're really fascinated by, where do you struggle? What is it you need that I can formulate some solution around and help you get to that place? So good job, everyone. Well done. Awesome. All right. So let's jump back in. And if you could all go into mute again, that'd be fantastic. And I shall just share the screen. Okay. So As I said, this guy has been very specific about who he stands for. He's talking out to the crowd there, and the rest of them are hearing it as noise. But there is one individual or one specific type of person who's hearing him, and it's specifically and exactly what they're looking for. So this is where we want to start positioning ourselves. Be as specific as you can be about who it is you work for. What is it you help them with? The pain that you help them with. So here we're moving into an exercise now. So this is going to be a place where I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and just to sort of, not necessarily right this moment, but we'll be moving into an exercise where I'll ask you to reflect internally and to pull up some archetypes or to pull up some useful, helpful energies in moving forwards and getting our full range voice matured, getting it established. So in order for us to kind of be visible, to show up and be seen in the world, we notice people in the world who are able to do this really easily. You know, it's kind of like, if you imagine like maybe a person from world history, some iconic figure or a famous TV personality, past or present, a mythical character from literature or film, an archetype who is always amazing at standing up and being the leader, being the hero. It could be a legend from fairy tale, a significant person in your life. So I'm going to ask us to dive in. And the first thing I want us to do is for us to check out this slide. I'm going to ask you to imagine in a moment a feminine archetype or a feminine energy. Now, moving back briefly, it can be a person from world history. It could be a famous TV personality, a mythical creature, a legend from fairy tale, a significant person in your life. It could be your grandmother. So I really want to encourage you here to think about these energies. Think about, there's somebody that I know or somebody that I can really feel who is able to remain open, to be appreciative, to be kind, to listen, to acknowledge, to hold, to witness, to sense energy, to receive, to invite, to bring depth, to honor beauty, and who hears, who listens well. So if it's safe to do so, just close your eyes for a moment and really allow yourself to get comfortable and imagine a powerful feminine archetype, a feminine energy. Now, it could be somebody famous. It could be somebody who you've had the experience of in the past. It could be a teacher. It doesn't necessarily have to be female, but just a powerful feminine or co-energy. Think about this archetype. Bring them to the forefront of your awareness. Really feel how amazing they are at listening, at holding the energy, at sensing, at bringing depth, noticing the beauty in this world. And just once you have that archetype, when you have the archetype, just open your eyes and just imagine them standing next to you. Imagine them being here with you, standing next to you. So when I did this exercise, I'm just going to share for a moment because it might be useful. When I did this exercise, I had a very strong feeling that the feminine archetype, the feminine energy or the co-energy that came up for me was the Dalai Lama. And I just imagine he embodied all of those qualities and that he was standing next to me, next to my shoulder here. And he was just representing those things for me. So I want you to kind of hold that one in your awareness. Maybe just make a note of it on the paper in front of you if you have a pen and paper. And now I want us to switch into masculine energy. This is all about range. You've probably guessed that this is all about range, but Now we're going to look at masculine energy. So for this, again, I'd like you to close your eyes. Take a nice breath and just feel yourself grounded on the floor, feet on the floor. And just imagine a masculine archetype, a masculine energy. And the qualities that they would have are, I do, I act, I challenge, I know, I lead, I demonstrate, I reveal, I champion, I dare to expose, I state opinion and I take a stand, I hunt, I seek, and I call forth. Now just hear those words and notice which masculine archetype, masculine energy comes to the foreground for you. Really get a sense of them coming into your space, into your energy. And gradually open your eyes and bring them forth into the space with you here as well. And maybe have them stand on the opposite side of you, on the other shoulder behind you. And so I'm going to ask some people to share. So if you'd like to share which two archetypes came up for you, please unmute and say your name.
Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
So what came up for you? Who did you have as your feminine energy and your masculine energy?
So my feminine energy is a friend of mine who's a professional adventurer. Mm. He ran the length of New Zealand, amongst other things, who I regard to be pretty fearless, definitely speaks the truth, and is just always facing to the wind and looking for that next challenge in life. Mm-hmm. So that's my feminine archetype. And my male archetype is, or masculine archetype, is a the head of religious studies in a school I used to teach at.
Mm.
And I would say he's not the most masculine person if I think about it, but he embodies all those things. So he was the first person that stepped forward.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Now, how does it feel to kind of have those two energies stood with you in this moment?
It's really powerful because I have a huge amount of respect for them,
yeah.
Which is unknowingly earned by them.
Hmm. 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 And if you're just noticing you sat there, there's a real solidity and presence about you. Yeah. Hmm. Thank you for sharing, Rob. Thank you. Anybody else would like to share who they've got standing with them in this moment? Feel free if you're just audio, just unmute and just say, this is what came up for me.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Hi. So I did the exercise, but actually I got three. It's like, I don't know why. One came in, and then when we did the exercise of the feminine and masculine, I got two others. So the first one is the great-grandmother of my partner. So it's really wise woman with people used to go to looking for advice.
Mm-hmm. It's
a really wise one. And the masculine one was a manager I had, one of the best one I had. So it was really doing and acting while also being really caring. So it was really, really interesting. And the third one that really came to my mind from the very beginning was Todd Hargrave, you know, the marketing for hippies.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
was actually, I think he's kind of half both because he's really bold in doing something like
yes.
And standing for really a particular type of people like nobody would really care about. So I had the sweet.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, amazing. And you're allowed more than two. Of course you are.
Great.
You just reinvented the rules, of course. Wonderful. And actually, I love that you say Tad Hargraves. For those of you who don't know Tad Hargraves, amazing. He has an incredible website called Marketing for Hippies. Definitely go and check it out, because we're hippies, right? Really. Yeah. But he's an amazing embodiment of masculine and feminine, isn't he? He's an incredible character. Good. Okay. So it sounds like you got something from this experience. And for those two people that have shared, thank you very much for sharing that. That's great. Maybe that'll inspire others to find archetypes that work for them. I have to just share something before we move on, which is kind of interesting. When I first did this exercise, so as I said, the archetype or the character that embodied feminine energy for me was the Dalai Lama. So what I noticed was that the qualities that he allowed me to absorb and to take on were stillness, calm, much more space. And there was a sensitivity and there was a listening which happened on a much more sensitive level if I had not have evoked him. So the reason that we use these energies, I'll show you in a moment, but we want these energies to help us express ourselves in a way which has more range than we would naturally express ourselves in. So say for instance, so my default place is listening, it's gonna be spaciousness, it's gonna be asking powerful questions. There's a softness, there's a gentleness around it. And I would imagine that maybe that's more of a kind of feminine, spacious, holding beauty energy. And so what I could have really done with when I first did this exercise was more masculine, more direct, more taking a stand. So going back to where I was saying about being a leader, we need full range. We need masculine energy. We need feminine energy in order to take that stand, but then to hold and to listen and to be present with. So the reason I mentioned this and why it was funny was because when I did the masculine energy, what came up for me, who arrived, was Gordon Ramsay, which was completely unexpected and probably not the most coach-like individual on the planet. But what he did have was a sense of being direct. You know, there is a quality about him which is, no, not that, this, not that, this. And sometimes we need that sort of energy, don't we? Sometimes we need that kind of direct to the point, hey, I'm not attached to being right, but change it, do something different. So it's required. So are you all hanging in there? You're getting something from this experience. Yeah. Just thumbs up. Nice one. Awesome. Good stuff. So I'm going to go back in and I'm going to show you what we can do with these qualities. All right, so we have let's just recap briefly. So the feminine archetype, we've got something or we've got more than one, wonderful. Some of the qualities from the feminine energy, the feminine archetype, I hear, I remain open, I appreciate, I receive, I honor beauty. The masculine energy or the masculine archetype that we've brought on to help us, I do, I act, I challenge, I take a stand, I dare to expose, I hunt, I seek, I state opinion, I have an opinion. So that's the masculine archetype. So we've heard from you, and here's how we can apply this. So you're not leaving yourself out of the picture here, of course. So this is a wonderful tool for... Let's say, for instance, you're showing up on social media using one of these many touch points. It could be your website, it could be podcast, video, networking, blogging, or Facebook. It could be face-to-face. I've just chosen social media here as a platform for actually having your voice be heard. So you'll see your voice in the triangle there expressing itself as it is right now. Now, you probably have a default position like I used to, which was that feminine, spacious, ultra listening, ability to hold energy. Now that was my default position. And when I put out blog posts into the world, what I felt it lacked was teeth. It didn't take that stand. It needed the opinion. It needed the masculine energy to come in and to boom, like an arrow, say, this is what I stand for. This is what you don't need to be putting up with anymore in your life. So that's when I kind of imagined myself writing this blog post with the help of these two individuals here, Dalai Lama, Gordon Ramsay. Bizarre combo, I know. But what happened was when I got these two energies coming in, feeding into my triangle, as you can see here, what I had was this huge potency. It was like, boom, I would have an opinion. I would take a stand. And I had this beauty and this spaciousness and kind sensitivity. So it's really, really, it really upped my game when I came to like doing video or my Facebook status updates. It was on fire, really. And I think that's kind of where I planted my flag. I suddenly noticed that when I do that, people listen. My people can find me in amongst all of the noise. And that's what we really want to attain. That's what we really want to get to. You know, sometimes we need to take a stand for what it is we believe just so that our people can find us. So who'd like to just share something about that? You can either audio speak or video. What comes up for anybody in terms of how might it be if we were to use these two personas or archetypes here, have them fit into us, and then to write a blog post from that place? How do you think that might change things up?
I think what is interesting for me is the duality that you just introduced, because we tend to fall in one or the other archetype most of the time, and we put ourselves in the box. Mm-hmm. And using only probably half of the energy. So I think this one is a good trigger to unleash both of them and use them when we need them to achieve different things. I find it very, very interesting. I never thought in this way, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fabulous. It's not necessarily that I would become Gordon Ramsay or Dalai Lama. It's just that they demonstrate to me in my personal experience the polarity. They embody and they hold the flag for feminine in its perfection, masculine in its power and its strength. And so when I take from these energies and allow them to absorb into me and have that be blended with me, when I put content out into the world, it just becomes much stronger. It becomes much richer. And I'm able to listen. I'm able to also take a stand as well. It's a really interesting side effect of this. So in relation to who came up for you in the brief visualizations of masculine and feminine, how do you imagine that that would have you show up differently on Facebook, for example?
It depends. I think I think it will actually help me to choose more the way I want to go out there, to better express myself or to achieve what I want. Because otherwise, normally I would think more of my masculine more most of the time, because it is more a stereotype of achieving, asserting, and Gordon Ramsay thing. You know, I had a Cicero in my...
Oh, did you? Action. Okay.
Is a historical figure that I was being. I think I needed to be probably less afraid to use the more inclusive and sometimes more powerful in reaching more people as the feminine archetype, rather than singling out your testosterone out there and grabbing by the chin what you want. I don't think I expressed myself very well, but I needed to think about this because it's very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's so this is the you know, we're just taking the lid off this now. And what I would encourage all of you to do is if this kind of model or this piece that we've explored today appeals to you, then to have a think as you're going about your day-to-day business and think, okay, so there is that feminine archetype which really stands out for me. She is so powerful, so spacious, so deep. Wow, what would it be like if we sat down and wrote a blog post together? What if she was there at my side as we wrote this blog post? What would she sort of lean over my shoulder and say, hey, more of this, yeah? I make up that we discover those archetypes. We choose to invite those archetypes in, those ones that we really kind of resonate with and the ones whose energies we also possess anyway. We're just taking these polar kind of renditions of who they are and bringing them in. So sometimes they have to be quite extreme, like Gordon Ramsay or like, you know, the Sergeant Major, in order that we can burn through where we've really held back on our masculinity, for instance. You know, we need somebody who's going to say, no, get it out, get it live now. This needs to be heard. Okay. So how's everyone doing? All right. So great.
Phil, here's Melanie, and I had just another reflection, and I don't put my camera on because I have some issue with my computer, so sorry about that.
No worries, yeah.
I was just reflecting that it actually, I remember one exercise that we did during core curriculum that as a coach, you should never forget also about your range as a coach and not getting too comfortable, like, you know, use the whole range of the piano, not only like the middle where you're comfortable to the notes you're comfortable to play. So I was just finding actually quite an interesting paradox in this, because on the one hand, you plant your flag, you need to find your niche. You don't want to be everywhere, but you have a kind of a focus coaching area. But at the same time, this little wake-up call or reminder that you need to keep as a coach, that this doesn't need by all means to limit yourself in your coaching. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also definitely this archetype's very useful when putting yourself out there. But my reflection was also, I right now take it as a wake-up call also for myself to, for my own range as a coach, that not getting too focused either. And even if it's too extremes, as you said, you don't want to be Gordon Ramsay 100%, probably not, but it's there to give some guidance still, because there is something about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bang on. Absolutely. Spot on what you've just said. This is all about range. The reason I brought this morning, because it's all about range. And we can use this. This is meta. So you can use this in coaching. You can step up in coaching. And actually, I did a workshop a long time ago that I kind of brought to Coactives, which was about stepping into Jungian archetypes, like the warrior, the magician, the lover, the high priestess. These different archetypes have huge energy for us as well. And what's interesting is, and what I've noticed is that when you step into the archetype, for instance, of the warrior, whether you're male or female, it really doesn't matter, but we harbor the energy of that within us. And when we step into it, it's like, boom, you know, I am the warrior, I'm the warrioress. And there's no apology. It's like, I take a stand for this. Or you step into, you know, the lover, and suddenly you look with such sweetness at your client over there. It's like, where's this coming from? This is, you know, usually I play it safe with this client, or they're corporate. I can't necessarily do this. But you're just connected on this deep intimacy. So you're exactly right there, Melanie. Like, we are looking at range here. And specifically in this module here, or specifically this morning, we're looking at range in putting your voice out into the world. Because I make up that a lot of us are holding back, and the content that we throw out into the world is not getting us the clients that we want, or it's not getting us the clients that, at all. And so it's about calling them by name, taking a stand, planting the flag. Yeah, that's great. Any other questions? Any other things that are coming up for people in this moment? Okay. So I noticed that time has flown. We have 5 minutes left. So I want to kind of just give you an additional piece. So I'm just going to go back briefly to the slideshow, share my screen. Now, let's imagine that you've gathered together your mini army of feminine and masculine energy. You've blended it with your voice, and you said, do you know what? I'm going to start putting content out through Facebook, and I'm going to give it a go, and I'm going to set up a structure that's going to allow me to do that. So I mentioned the three C's earlier, and this is one that I really want to bring into the equation now. Use this as a filter for any content that you put out into the world. Clear, consistent, and compelling. The three C's. Now, this is something that was taught to me by a marketing guy a long time ago, and I want to break it down into the three C's for you. I'll talk about each one so that you can kind of get a clear understanding. Let's use the example of Facebook status updates. So clear, if I'm being clear, then what I'm talking about gets to the point, it has clarity, and it's really not mucking about. It's like, bang, there, I understand it. A great way of thinking about whether your content you're putting out into the world is clear or not is to imagine like a 12-year-old reading it, could they understand it? Or handing it to one of your parents and saying, do you understand what I've written here? If they say, what's resonance, dear? Then you probably haven't got the clarity bit nailed. So be mindful, because we are coaches, of using coach terminology. So when we write things, chances are we're trying to appeal to those people who aren't coaches. So think about their language, think about human language, think about the common language that they might use if they were searching in Google for the solution to their problem, for instance. So the first C is clear. The second C of anything you put out into the world is consistent. So what I mean by consistent is it doesn't necessarily have to be a Facebook status update every single day, but it has to be regular. We want people to start seeing you as a professional and somebody who is reliable and dependable. So as a coach, they're going to want somebody who is going to be trustworthy, and safety comes from witnessing consistency. So for instance, I put things out on Facebook probably 2 to 3 times a week as status updates, which are kind of my thoughts, and I'll kind of share them and I will invite conversation around them. So I'll come back with comments and I'll build the conversation around it. But there'll be a consistent theme coming from me. So consistent timing and consistent theme, without it being too much or too frequent, and without it being too sparse, so that people forget who I am and what it is that I stand for. So consistent. And the third piece is building on all that we've discussed this morning, which is compelling. So when you put your message out into the world, make sure it calls forth, have it be compelling, give it some meat. Like, there was an amazing guy who was one of my supervisors in certification. And he said to me, one thing I always remember, when you coach, coach with teeth. So coach with teeth. So have what it is you put it out into the world, have it be compelling, have it be really gritty with teeth. Clear, consistent, and compelling. And so on this final slide here, or second from final slide, let me just recap here what I was saying about the three C's. Decide on posting frequency, stick to it. It doesn't have to be often, but it must be consistent. So find your balance, a balance that works for you. Be always conversational and invite opinion. Don't just sort of plant your flag and preach it from the mountaintops. Do that, you know, take a stand, put it out into the world, but invite opinion, invite conversation. That's what we do, right? We're coaches, we invite dialogue. Choose your platform. So Facebook, blogging, whatever it is you need to choose, and be consistent about it. Stick with it. Be in a place where people imagine that you will show up and they'll start to see you as consistent. Bang the same drum. Always come from the same theme. So I'm all about purpose and coaches thriving through building their practice. I always bang that same drum, no matter what I'm talking about. Schedule posting in your calendar. Make it sacred. So I literally have created a red calendar within Google Calendars, and I say post on Facebook Tuesday 2 p.m. post on Facebook Thursday 4 p.m. And I've literally got it scheduled. Hold it as sacred. So where you have an appointment with this very important client, that's something you wouldn't shift. Hold this sacred as well. So I know we've come to time, so I wanna just pull back and briefly come over to you whilst I come back to the meeting. So we have a minute left for Q&As. Is there anybody who has anything they'd like to ask or to throw out there from what they've experienced this morning? So Rob has had to leave us. That was a question that was coming in there. Anybody, any questions, anything that they want, kind of, that they haven't necessarily got in this hour, based upon what has been said? Cool.
We could continue for one day about this topic. I really loved your sure, one-hour webinar. Thank you.
Plenty of coffee. We can do that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's such a rich, deep subject, and I know we only had an hour. So it was hard to actually dive into too much content, but this is lifting the lid. But I do just want to say that if you I am available. I have a private Facebook group that I set up. Let me just share my screen so I can show you the address. Bear with me. Here we go. So this is it. Purpose and Practice is my website. The Facebook group that I've set up, which is for coaches to explore purpose and to go deeper into building their practice. If you just search Facebook for Purpose into Practice, it'll come up. Or connect with me directly on Facebook and search for Phil Askew. I'd love to connect with you further and stay in touch, because my mission is to help you be as present and successful as possible. So that was wonderful. Thank you so much for being present. And time flew. I don't know about you, but time absolutely flew.
Thank you, Phil. It was really good. Really enjoyed it.
Good. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you on Facebook, consistently posting.
Thank you, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.